You are there, Atlanta Journal, June 22, 1913. Little Mary Fagan, Rosser and Brandon join with Slayton and Phillips, the Atlanta Journal, Sunday, June 22, 1913. Two big Atlanta law firms go into partnership. Beginning July 1, the law firm of Rosser and Brandon and Slayton and Phillips have formed a partnership beginning July 1. And will be known by the firm name of Rosser, Brandon, Slayton, and Phillips, with offices on the 7th floor of the Grant Building, the Slayton and Phillips suite being enlarged to accommodate the new firm. There will be in the new firm the following: Luther Z. Rosser, Morris Brandon, John M. Slayton, Ben Z. Phillips, J. H. Porter, Stiles Hopkins, Luther Z. Rosser Jr., Verlin B. Moore, and James J. Regan. During his term of office as governor of Georgia, Mr. Slayton will have no working connection with the firm and will not participate in the firm's earnings. Mr. Slayton has been in the practice of law for 26 years, and for 19 years, he and Mr. Phillips have been law partners. During that time with his partner, he has built up a clientele which he desires preserved, and it goes without saying that the new firm will be more than able to accomplish this purpose. The consolidation of the two firms has been contemplated 2 or 3 months and has been more or less generally known among Atlanta lawyers for several days. Announcement of the consolidation was reserved until today by the Journal at the request of both firms. The new firm will be one of the largest and strongest in the state. Messrs. Rosser, Brandon, Slayton, and Phillips stand at the very top in the Atlanta bar, while the younger men of the firm are all of proven ability. The firm's suite is on the Forsyth Street side of the Grant Building and takes up nearly half of the 7th floor. The library made by the consolidation of the firm's collections will consist of several thousand volumes and will probably be the largest in the city.